Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hi, everyone. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Yes, this is our special hour, special edition. I love what I do. I'm just having a blast here today. But let me give a shout out to Eric. Hi, Eric. How are you
today?
Hey,
good afternoon. Having a blast here back at the station. How are you?
Awesome. Awesome. Life is so good. You know, Eric, I don't know if you know, but we decided this year, as our 10th year anniversary, we decided that this is a really important year to celebrate people that have made a difference. That's what today's show, today's hour is about. You know, take a look at some of the women, especially women that, you know, I know who have made outstanding accomplishments and have been recognized for them. You know, when we think about Women in Business Awards, Entrepreneur of the Year Awards for consumer products, I mean, I can go on and on. When we think about what it means to now be able to honor women in a way that, you know, we haven't been in decades before us. I mean, it's really a special time, I think. You know, women, men, people, it doesn't matter. But today's show is about the women. You know, for those of you out there, this has been an extraordinary time for us. We are 1 month into the year. And I'm so amazed at the conversations that I've had to date, people that Linda, our producer, has lined up for us, the special, special folks that Melissa Stones has brought forth to us. It's really amazing. So we want to honor these folks in the spirit of inspiring you, me, others, to take your dream out into the world. Joining me here today is Kellen Timmerman, joining me as somebody that has broken through, living a dream, being acknowledged for Stevie Award for Women in Business, Female Entrepreneur of the Year, Consumer Products. And what does this mean? It is an amazing accomplishment. How do I know that? Because I sat at a table and I watched the many presentations, I believe last October, many presentations made, hundreds of people in a room, women in a room, thousands of submissions, and have been able to step back and say, it brought tears to my eyes to see what we are evolving into. And so today, as we get to talk with this talented architect, who left architecture to design handbags, someone that is so conscious, eco-conscious and otherwise, founder of Fena, and an extraordinary businesswoman. This is what it's about. So all of you that called in the last show asking about your success and is it going to happen, I hope today you hear something from Kellen that is going to tell you, yes, you can, and yes, you will. Kellen, thank you. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm just honored to be part of such a positive, inspiring show. And I'm so grateful for all of you out there taking time out of your day to listen in and be here with us. And I just really appreciate it. So thank you so much for having me.
I want to start with a question, and you probably didn't listen to the other 4 hours, 3 hours of radio we did, but we have callers that have called in, you know, some of them asking the question, you know, am I going to experience that joy, that success? How is my career? It got a question about career from someone earlier, and I wanted to talk with you because I just gave people a brief introduction, but you started down the path as an architect. And I just said, oh, wait a minute, she's designing handbags. What was the light bulb that went on for you?
Well, so the inspiration to launch FINA really did start with the career in architecture. And I always, you know, even when I was working in architecture, I always had this, I was on a personal search for the perfect clutch that I could never find. So the handbags was always kind of like in the back of my mind. And while I was working in architecture, I absolutely loved it, but there were so many parts of it, and many of which I didn't like, and some of which I didn't excel at either. So I always knew that I would have to work with others, whether it was have a partner or work in a firm, so that I could focus on the parts that I did best. And I, after dedicating 14 years to the profession and making countless sacrifices, there was definitely some grueling years in there. Unfortunately, it did not end on a high note. And I think at that point, like that realization that my fate would always be in someone else's hands was really transformative. So I took that time and I decided to take what I was really good at and what I was really passionate about. And I think that's one of the keys is if you have passion, you know, you can make anything happen. So I scaled it to a level that seemed accessible to start on my own. And I just absolutely love design. Design is what I feel really like I'm really good at. I'm confident about it. And I have a really good eye for detail and combining balance and proportion and functionality. And all these things kind of transition from architecture to fashion easily. And I kind of had this obsessive nature to pick the perfect materials and textures and colors, and I'm also very organized and great at time management. So all of those things transitioned really well for me. So it wasn't like a complete, you know, going a completely different way. And I have to say, I definitely think I made the right decision because within that first week of launching FINA, I felt more reward than I did the entire 14 years in architecture. So I think when you really, you know, I always loved architecture, but there was just always pieces of it that I didn't like, and it's not like I love every single thing that I have to do every day on this job either. But just finding that passion and believing in yourself, and you absolutely can do anything.
I love it.
Many people, I was crazy, but
everybody thought I was crazy. As a matter of fact, let me tell you, I still have people think I'm crazy. Think about us. Right? We were meant to go down a path, right? This is us. Go down a path, traditional jobs. Me, all right, corporate path, go back to school, get this big degree. At why? Well, guess what? So listeners could call me Dr. Pat. I love it, but it was really hard, wasn't it? Wasn't it really hard for the people around us to really think, uh-oh, maybe she's depressed?
Right. Well, they don't, you know, there's an it's uncomfortable. It's like, oh, my gosh, what is she doing? She doesn't have a steady paycheck, and she doesn't, you know, and it was uncomfortable. It was interesting because it's like I wasn't asking anything from other people, but it makes people uncomfortable. So
I know
it's wonderful to be brave and just go for your dreams, and amazing, amazing things can happen from it.
I have so many questions to ask you. I am so inspired by you. I just have to tell you, I really am. Everything from who you are, your business, what you say yes to, what you believe in the world, keeping your business in this country. I want to start with the question about your design because you do something pretty uniquely. You and I have a lot in common. You know, you do something pretty uniquely about the way that you do business. You do something called following your instincts or your heart. That's kind of different.
It is different. And it's funny because it shouldn't be different, but for some reason it is. But I am definitely, I'm such a strong believer in going your own way and allowing yourself to travel a different path and reach your goals in unconventional methods. And I believe one of the beautiful things in life is that we're all different. And I think it's something that should be embraced and that it's okay to question every piece of advice you get, no matter who it comes from, and any kind of information you're researching. It's okay to question it if it doesn't feel right for you. And there's no one right way of doing things, I think. So I'm sure that, you know, a lot of you out there can relate to this, but when you start you know, I started really without the working capital that I should have, and it forced me to be a little more innovative and creative in the way that I did business. So I think one of the first things that I did when I launched was I focused only on clutches, which is what I carried and it's what I knew. And this was definitely not the norm for the business, which I saw it as an advantage. So I took something that sometimes felt to me like they were designed kind of as an afterthought and only used for special occasions, and I made them into a wardrobe staple to use on a daily basis. And I'm so proud that I've converted a lot of customers to this kind of more stylish and sophisticated alternative and efficient, too. And when they realize they can definitely indeed fit everything they need into one. And so instead of kind of following the leader and doing something that I wasn't comfortable with and I didn't use, I focused on my specialty and what I knew best. And I think that really paid off for me. And then, of course, eventually, like when I did feel like it was the right time to expand the line and I wanted to offer something for those that only carry a shoulder bag, I had to make sure that it made sense and stayed true to the brand. So I made, a removable chain that was really high quality that you can convert into jewelry. And I actually wear it as jewelry because I don't carry a shoulder bag. So, and then I guess a different example, when I first started, you know, I was told to start, you're supposed to start with these small boutiques and that's how you grow your business and, you know, just start small. Yeah. And I personally wanted to focus on direct sales, so I started out kind of doing both. And it didn't take much time to realize that the time and effort going out to small boutique buyers was costing more than what it was bringing in. And I just thought, this just doesn't seem right. So I wanted to reach a larger audience in a more efficient manner and in an environment that supported my customer. So I turned my focus to five-star hotels and trunk shows. And there's just this greater potential to reach multiple locations with one buyer. And the trunk shows are always a win-win for both parties because it's a good way for their customer to see the entire collection. Because normally if, you know, a buyer, they just would buy a few of your pieces and then their customers don't see everything that you do. So it's a great way for them to see the entire collection and for the hotel to understand what their customers are buying from Fina so we can better tailor the orders in the future. And it's been incredibly welcoming environment. I feel like it's just the perfect fit for me. And it's been great.
I love it. I want to make sure folks have the website for that for folks to go to take a look at what you've created. And I have to tell you, I love what you said. I was going to say to you, oh, what's working capital? I mean, those of us that start out, it's like, what? What working
capital? No, I know.
It's like, what is that? And so I love what you said because, you know, how this happened is really a miracle to me. But you have to be creative when you're not having some mega bank or somebody funding you. So I love that you shared that. But give out your website here before. We're going to skip the break, by the way, because we just got a lot to talk about. So give out your website, if you don't mind.
Sure. So it's www.fenadesigns.com, and it's spelled FENADesigns.com.
All right. So what I want to ask you about, there's so many things. You also are unique in another way, and I've been waiting to talk with you about this. You have special names for the bag.
I do.
I know. I want you to tell us, because this is so right up all of our alleys right here.
It is.
Really specially unique.
Well, thank you. I just, when I started this, you know, the tradition in naming handbags is to name it a woman's name. And this just, when I started this, it was like, this just didn't translate or resonate with me at all. I didn't have any personal connection to the names. And if I didn't, I knew my customers wouldn't either. So as you know, and, you know, everybody knows, it takes an incredible amount of positive thinking and gratitude and deep belief in yourself to start a business. And these were like the foundations of Fina. This is what started Fina. This is why Fina is here. So I only found it fitting for them to be a really big part of the brand. And So I name all of my styles after something positive and powerful that I want to be passed to each person carrying Athena. So a few examples would be, I just launched a new style called the Radiant, and I have the Gratitude, the Euphoria, the Abundance, and the Courageous, and there's a few more. And the fun thing is that they actually translate really well. So when you are carrying the Triumphant envelope clutch, like it's a little bit larger envelope clutch, you feel triumphant when you're carrying it. Like, it's really cool.
Oh, it is. I love that you did this. You know, now we're able to say everything is energy, right?
Absolutely.
I started this 10 years, right? And nobody would say it. If you said, we were saying energy 10 years ago, right? There were a couple of us doing that. But, you know, Dr. Ross said it. Now everybody's saying it. But you, of course, know that. And part of this is really completely embedded into the integrity of what you do. I want to talk with you about a couple things, because I know that we have this short amount of time, but there's so much. How important was it for you to do what you do and make sure you're doing it here in this country?
Well, definitely a great question. It was really important. There was no, question for me to do it anywhere else. Just as part of, there's a couple reasons for it. So it takes an amazing amount of wonderful people and companies to make one Athena bag a reality. And I really wanted this to happen close by for a few reasons. And one being, because I was one of the people impacted by job loss, you know, I wanted to be one of the people creating jobs in the U.S. So that's, you know, number one, that was really important to me. And then my process is also very hands-on. Like, I need to go meet with the manufacturer and talk about things in person. And so when I design things, I go up there and we talk about, you know, how this is best going to be produced. And you talk about the materials and how they will or won't work. And my brain does not work any other way than that. And I actually hand draw something that's kind of interesting, because I was a whiz in AutoCAD and architecture, but I don't have AutoCAD with me. And so I actually hand draw everything to scale. And it actually, I think it helps my process, and it makes sure that all the sizes and proportions are perfect and functional and attractive. And I think it helps also the fact the manufacturer, like with the sample process, because everything's just, you know, laid out the way it should be. And so, you know, everything from communication to lead times and shipping, it's all quicker. And I'm only 2 hours away from where I get the bags made, and you get this really exceptional quality out of it. You're getting a product that, you know, looks really expensive for a fraction of the cost. So definitely, I can't imagine doing it any other way, personally.
Well, I mean, this really ties into so many things. I mean, certainly we looked at Forbes, you know, talking about you. I have to ask you if some of this seems a little surreal, right? You know, one of the top women to watch, right? Here you are, Stevie Award Women in Business. We've got that, Female Entrepreneur of the Year. Then Stevie Award Women in Business, Consumer Products. I've got to ask you, does it seem surreal for you? I know you and I both have Melissa Soames in common, but how does it feel to be acknowledged for your passion?
Well, it's absolutely incredible. I think, you know, definitely one of the challenges for me in the business is kind of keeping in the moment and savoring what's happening today versus always looking ahead to tomorrow. And you know, you're always looking ahead. What's the next design? What's the next post you're going to do? What's the email that you need to send out next week? Who's the person you have to contact next? And so I find myself, like, a lot of times always thinking about tomorrow and not taking that moment to, like, appreciate all that's happened and just have gratitude for the moment and what's happening today and what you've accomplished. So I think that's one of the most important things, is to always take that step back. And for me, working with Melissa and talking about these awards, it was like, oh my gosh, like, that's so nice to hear about it from a different perspective, because I think it's really different when you're just so focused on, you know, sometimes it feels a little selfish to be like, you're in your own business. You're just thinking about yourself and your business. And it was amazing to have someone have a different perspective. And then you kind of look back and you're like, oh my gosh, I did do all these things. Like, I need to pat myself on the back and appreciate all that. I'm working on trying to do it more daily so that I don't skip months ahead and then have to look back and go, oh my gosh, that was amazing. So
I love it. You and I have something very important in common. We have great teams. We work with amazing people. One of the things I said to Melissa early on is I said, you know what, there's not going to be any nomination for me unless you can nominate this team. And I know that that was really important for you as well. And the reason I'm bringing this up is twofold. First of all, I want to mention sort of what you do and how you go about it. You use special leather treatments. You don't waste any of the product. And this is not only have you been able to do what you do, but now you do it in an eco-conscious way, so eco-consciously that, you know, part of this was you now also looking at and being considered for additional awards and using social media. I mean, let me ask you how important this is for you to be successful businesswoman, eco-conscious businesswoman, and now be so tuned into social media.
Well, yes. I definitely, I try my best to be sustainable in everyday life, so it was really important to translate that to the business. And, you know, I wanted to come up with a design that was really high quality without the ridiculous price point. And so I visited several leather manufacturers, but one in particular does eco-friendly finishes. So he does vegetable dyes for the color and tanning process and uses toxic-free finishes. And the result is that you get this amazing quality that just gets better with time, and it wears incredibly well. And so you're getting a look of an expensive bag without, you know, being exotic and without the high price point. And that also goes into not wasting. Like, I hate wasting in my personal life. I don't like to waste food or products or time or anything. I just don't like wasting. So I kind of took that over to the business as well, so that I am really careful about the amount of materials I'm buying, and I make sure that everything is used before I'm thinking of using something new. But if I do, you know, come up with something and it doesn't end up selling and I have some leftover leather, I try to come up with creative ways of using it. So that is actually how I just came up with my new credit card holders. And one of them happens to be called the Thrive, or Thrive, which is so fitting for your show. And so, you know, you just have to be creative. And I mean, if you want to, which I appreciate that. And I think other people do too. So, definitely not wasting. And it goes throughout. It's like shipping, all of my packaging, it's all eco-friendly. And then the social media, it was funny, when I first started, I actually didn't even have a personal Facebook page. I was like, I'm just such a private person.
Yeah, me too.
That it was a real challenge for me. So I thought, okay, if I'm going to do this, like, I'm going to learn how to do it right and put my energy in where I think it's you know, makes sense. And so when I started, I learned everything from scratch, and I would take these free webinars to learn the ins and outs of everything. And I committed right from the beginning to do two things. One was to be consistent, and one was to always speak positive. So I don't ever say anything negative on any kind of social media. And I think those two things have definitely helped. And then, one exciting thing, one way that I use social media was through the Martha Stewart American Made Awards was this last year. And so I used every bit of social media, the Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and I would you know, post original content, new graphics all the time, trying to get people to vote. So it was based on voting, and it was something that I really couldn't imagine I could ever do, like, on my own. I can't compete with people that have, you know, big companies and whatever, but I just thought, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to put my all into it. So through social media, through all the posts, and then I also simultaneously ran a contest on my blog so that I could keep some, keep interest with people, and they'd keep coming back and engaging. Through all of that, at the end, I had over 11,000 votes, which was pretty high. And, I didn't win, but I was so proud of the outcome. And I was competing against companies that, like, I saw had street teams going out to get their votes. And so I think that was really successful. It was definitely, like, this huge infusion of positive energy to FINA for that period of time. So I think all of that has really helped.
I love it. I want to thank you for joining me here today. It's so inspirational to have you on the show and what you represent. And we're so looking forward to following you, as I like to say, the evolution of us. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
One more time, let's give out your website if we could.
It is www.finadesigns.com. It's FENADesigns.com.
All right, awesome. Thank you, Kellen. Thank you so much. We're going to take a short break, everyone. When we come back, we've got more inspiration coming your way. How tech innovator Suzanne McDonough realized her dreams of success in the tech world. Yeah, we've got that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.